Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. What I'd like to talk about today is a particular issue that I have actually talked about before in a previous podcast, but I thought it'd be a great idea to actually revise this particular subject for this week because I think it's always a pertinent point to have a bit of a refresher on and discuss with like-minded traders and investors. So a great aspect of working at Wealth Within is that I have the opportunity to coach and mentor everyday people looking to bring about positive change in their lives by becoming proficient traders and or investors. We have found time and time again that your level of success in trading is not necessarily determined by the level of knowledge you may have, but your attitude towards trading. You see, successful traders have a distinctly positive attitude towards their trading. They know what works and are confident in the trading decisions that they make. This attitude stems from the beliefs they hold around money, trading, and investing. It is these beliefs that dictate their results, as ultimately what you believe or the way you think, both consciously and subconsciously, leads to how you feel, and feelings lead to how you make decisions, whether helpful or hindering. During an email conversation with a student quite a while back, a very interesting subject was raised around gambling versus trading, and more specifically, whether there was any real distinction between the two. Further, this student believed both methods were simply a process of risking money on the outcome of an event. Although I do not necessarily disagree with this statement, and as we continue today, I'll tell you why, I do, however, fundamentally believe the differences between gambling with your money and investing in quality stocks to be vast. Whenever I hear such a statement about trading and gambling, and I've heard this statement many, many times before, my alarm bells immediately ring as I know there is a limiting belief behind this message. You see, it is our beliefs that ultimately determine the outcomes we experience in life, whether positive or negative. In regards to trading the beliefs you hold around money, trading and investing will determine your success in this area. The good news is that you can change your beliefs and thus your desired outcome by firstly becoming aware of your limiting beliefs that are holding you back from achieving what you want. The next step is to create deliberate beliefs that produce the outcome you prefer. For example, a comparison of gambling being similar to trading may stem from a limiting belief of not being very confident in one's trading ability. Once you are aware of this limiting belief, you just need to let it go and place your attention on what it is that you want to experience, such as being a successful trader. As I've already stated, your attitude towards trading ultimately determines your success. However, it is obvious that a level of knowledge and understanding towards the markets is required to perform well in this field. This is where I believe a large degree of the misconceptions around trading and comparisons with gambling emerge. You see, it is a general instinct of human beings to fear what we do not understand, and rather than challenge ourselves to adapt or grow to understand, most people will rationalize their feelings with excuses. Statements such as technical analysis is just tea leaf reading, or you can't time the market, and as we are touching on today, trading is just gambling, all reflect a lack of understanding and knowledge around trading. Henry Ford had a great saying that goes, "If you think you can do a thing or think you can't do a thing, you're right." As most of our beliefs are formed during adolescence and our interaction with other human beings during these early years, I would even add to good old Henry's quote that when others tell you you can't do something, or for example, your mother or father tell you that you can't become a successful trader because trading is just gambling, it is not that you can't, it's just that they could never get trading to work for them. So the next time someone tells you that you can't do something, think to yourself, is this person telling me I can't do this because it is truly likely I cannot, or is it just that they can't? In my mind, the acquirement of knowledge is twofold. Firstly, identifying someone who has already achieved what you want to achieve. And then secondly, closely following this system for success. This is why the courses we offer at Wealth Within have become so popular within the financial industry. Combined, we have a team of industry specialists with over 30 years' experience in the market, and from personal experience as well as extensive client feedback, we hold an attitude where we walk our talk. Now, I'm not trying to pump up Wealth Within by any means. However, what I'm getting at here is that there is little use in learning or copying a system for success from those who have little experience, or worse yet, do not have your best interests at heart. Successful traders believe wholeheartedly in their own personal trading system, and it's only through hard work and constant revision and testing that this confidence is obtained. Too often, I see people chasing every stock that moves, deviate from a proven system, or simply not put in the effort required to achieve a high level of success, or overcomplicate their own analysis. The best traders I know have a very, very, very simple trading strategy that involves the use of a simple set of rules, a watch list of stocks to which they do not deviate from, and a written trading plan. This specific plan has been tested and tested and tested to ensure it works with a high degree of probability, because nothing in trading works 100% of the time. However, if the weighting of probability is on your side, then you are well on your way to becoming a successful trader. So what are the differences between trading and gambling? For me, it is a simple answer: attitude and knowledge. If you do not hold a positive attitude towards your trading, and this attitude stems from your belief system, then you are gambling. Additionally, if you do not have the correct trading knowledge alongside a tried and tested trading system, you are also gambling. Let's face it, there is inherent risk in just about everything we do in life, whether it be investing or walking down the street. However, those who are successful in their own right have a system in place to mitigate this risk and have probability on their side. I mean, even the world's best so-called gamblers have a strong system in place. In fact, Australia's most famous poker player, Joe Hashem, has said time and time again his success is attributed to the system he formulated over a number of years, not luck. To put it simply, positive attitude, knowledge, and experience are the pillars of wealth building. Limiting beliefs, lack of knowledge, and confidence is gambling. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.